I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Italy's Roma communities are coming under fire as anti-immigration sentiment grows. Greater Europe Mission's Peppo Biscarini says they don't have a ministry with this people group yet. However, according to the churches, the situation merits a careful approach.
The thought of having missionaries coming here is not very welcome to begin with. Plus, the fact that you would associate yourself with a losing team is almost a double strike. They are not even worthy to receive the good news, in a sense. That's kind of the mindset.
Next, a month after Cyclone Nargis devastated Myanmar, the government is slowly recovering. They've just reopened schools, but there remain concerns about health issues. Ministries like World Hope utilized a working partnership with medical staff in-country. WHI's David Erickson says,
we have been resourcing them so that they can provide medical care focused especially on children, but also more generally distribute food supplies, rice, beans, cooking oil. We've also been working with a Bible seminary and enabled them to provide shelter.
Erickson says they're helping churches share the gospel indeed. And Purpose-Driven Ministries recently launched a global coalition of churches, businesses, ministries, universities, and other institutions to carry out the second phase of the peace plan. The peace coalition will fight the five global giants that impede the gospel with five actions that Jesus modeled. Thousands of people from Saddleback Church have already tested out the plan on trips to 68 different countries. Pray that God will guide and strengthen this visionary ministry. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.